Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Taco Tuesday.
Woo-hoo!
I don't know if I can keep up with all this. Yesterday was National Chicken Wing Day.
And it was National Lipstick Day, too.
Well, trust me, I know all about that. I was rocking my red, but I can't get it off. It's kind of stuck in there. Good morning.
I noticed that.
It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. That voice you're hearing, a friend of the show, actually. He used to work with Porkchop, but she used to be on the air on Radio Now 100.9. She also, if you're in Indianapolis, Indiana, listening on Indy's Radio Now 100.9, see her all the time on TV. Mackenzie, she's in those Andy Moore commercials. Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, sunshine. What's up?
Oh, I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. Waking up. Oh, a little sleepy today. I think we all have sleepy in our eyes.
We do this we've been doing this for a while. You've done it too, but it's like, how is it adjusting? You just were in Dallas over the weekend. How are you doing with this early morning wake-up call?
It's so funny because when you know you have to wake up at like 3:30 in the morning, you're like, I'm going to go to bed at 8. And then it becomes 9. Then it's like 10. And you're like, I really have to go to sleep. And it's that, which a lot of people will be experiencing their first day of school coming up. You're like excited. You don't want to sleep through your alarm. So you get up every hour, that type of thing. So
how was your day yesterday?
It was really good. It was fantastic. Well, I had a blast with you guys.
Yeah.
Then I had a fun meeting, and I went to a brewery, Sun King Brewery. I hadn't been before, so that was really cool. Worked out briefly, got a bunch of stuff done, got unpacked, laundry, all the good things.
Cool. All right, Liv the Web Girl, kind of speaking of working out, we were excited yesterday. You mentioned that you were going for some training to kind of like be an instructor. You got some work to go, but how did that go yesterday?
Yeah, I was supposed to have my very first audition for Cycle Bar to have an instructor. I mean, it's like a longer process, but I didn't end up actually having it. So I went there. I went to the Cycle Bar and I was chilling out, and I was like really early. So I was chilling for like 45 minutes, and then like it became closer to like the meeting time of when I was supposed to meet like the lead instructor.
Yeah.
And she wasn't there. So then I texted her, which I probably should have done that earlier in the day,
hey girl,
but you know, it's me. So I just didn't think about it. And I texted her, and she was leaving for vacation that day, and just like little odds and ends. She was running around for last minute things, and she's like, I am so sorry. I totally forgot, and I am not going to be able to make it.
Now, was there a sense of relief like my audition is canceled, or were you mad?
1,000% there was a sense of relief.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just because I'll have more time to practice now.
Perfect.
And yesterday, I was not feeling well at all. So 1,000%, I felt so relieved.
Behind the scenes, like Liv was telling us about it, how it's like it's in a dark room, a spotlight on her. So I just imagine you're like, listen up, Jewel Daddy, that's her boyfriend. Like, I'm gonna need you to help me out. So he's in her apartment, it's dark, he just has a flashlight on her. She's spinning on a bike, like, come on, yeah.
Dude, I'm not joking.
Out of the saddle, yeah.
Up, down.
My boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, is constantly asking me to do like my workout voice. And he was like, just do it. Cause I'll do it as a joke.
Just
I'm like,
do it.
Push, wait, girls, push. Yeah. Go, you can do it. But like, obviously I wouldn't actually sound like that. But I think he thinks I would, and I'm almost offended. I'm like, babe, are you serious?
Sounds like you're in a delivery room. I mean, I've never been in one, but push it out.
I think that's adorable. Yeah. He's into it. I love it.
Porkchop, how was your day yesterday?
I did something that I haven't done in over 2 months.
Showered?
No.
What?
There's so many things we can guess.
I know.
Paid a bill on time?
Yeah, guess. Oh, that is a good... hold on. I think that's right.
I paid some bills on time. You kidding me?
Mackenzie, do you want to guess? No, I want everybody to guess here. This is
something you haven't done in a really long time.
Like a month and a half.
Change your sheets.
Oh, worked out.
No.
We're painting a beautiful picture.
We are.
Yeah, like,
man.
What the heck?
We all want to be like Porkchop. No, what did you do after 2 months?
It was actually something responsible. I Uber drove.
Yay!
I didn't know you you do that?
Oh yeah.
Has anyone ever gotten sick in your car?
No.
That's my biggest fear of like if I was ever a driver.
Actually, tomorrow? No, today. Today is my 3-year anniversary of being an Uber driver. July 30th.
Yeah. How do I not know this about you?
Good question, because everybody knows that if you know Pork Chop, that's all he talks about is his star
I thought
rating.
He highlighted, like he did it like once in a blue moon.
No.
Oh,
no.
I mean, I used to do it like all the time, but
so this is
in
like
the past
on the reg.
2 months
okay.
I haven't. Yeah.
If you want to know two things about Pork Chop, it is that he worked at Applebee's one time in his life.
I do know that.
And that he's an Uber driver.
Well, there's three things. He created a drink that they picked up at Applebee's.
I've had that.
Okay, yes.
Yes, he worked at the Bees out on the West Coast as well.
Uh-huh.
Jeez. He was a kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
A shining star.
Kind of. Anyways.
living in those glory days, were we?
No one asked how much I made.
How much did you make,
Pork Chop?
$9.
Oh, shoot. Pork Chop is rolling in the dough, baby.
How long were you working to make $9?
An hour. I took one trip. It was $4. They gave me a $1 tip. And then I got another trip, but they canceled right when I got there. So I got a cancellation fee for that.
That's how bored you were. Like, I'm going to Uber drive today. Yeah. I'm going to do my thing. All right, cool. It sounds like we had a good day. How was your day yesterday? 833-563-2539. You can check in with us also on Instagram or Twitter. You want to send us a DM or send a tweet? It's Radio Now AM Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Oh, I do. You do. Let's get to the garbage. Well, are they back on? Jen Aniston and ex Justin Theroux have reunited, but not probably why you think. This is kind of sad. The dog that they shared custody of, Dolly, passed away. So
aww.
Justin posted a series of sweet pics of he and his furry baby. And then this was the one everyone was reading into. There was a picture of him holding hands with a beautiful woman from behind. Everyone is saying that was Jennifer Aniston. And they're like, is he sending subliminal messages? Does he want her back? But maybe it was just a sweet memory, right?
Could have been just, you know, having a good time, just relaxing, enjoying themselves. Maybe not too much to look into on that.
Like thinking our baby passed away. Well, speaking of Jen, if you were a fan of her as Rachel Green, you can now live out your friend's fantasy. To celebrate the show's 25 years, which is crazy, it's been that long, Warner Brothers bringing Friends to New York City with a pop-up experience. So in NYC, they're going to have props and costumes galore. They're going to recreate the whole coffee shop with the orange couch. You can head on over to Chandler and Joey's man pad and get cleaning tips from Monica. It's going to be super fun.
I got to be honest, Mackenzie. I hope you don't judge me.
Do not tell me you've never seen Friends.
Okay, I won't.
That's it. You've never seen an episode of Friends?
I've watched it here and there. It's just like, and I've heard like the pivot, or like, how you doing?
We were on a break.
But I'm like, I don't get it. And trust me, I know I'm not funny. I'm the lamest guy in the room, but... I don't know.
You like Friends?
I have like a year to watch it on Netflix before it's pulled off, so maybe I'll give it a go. Sorry.
I'm sad about it being pulled off Netflix.
I had to tell you that so you know who you're working with this morning.
Okay, we're going to have to like binge it together. I need you to watch this for me. Well, speaking of Netflix, Jason Momoa has a new film coming out, Aquaman himself. This is so cute. My mom has a total crush on him.
Oh, does she?
Just so random, Kiki, yes. Momoa, he's going to play a devastated husband, so this will be a change for him. More dramatic, not so much action hero. Mm-hmm. He vows to bring justice to the people responsible for his wife's death, all while protecting his daughter. So he's going to be a dad. This is a step-out role for him. I'm excited to see him play something other than a super amazing superhero.
It sounds like a Liam Neeson thing, like where he's like, I have a special set of skills. You have my daughter return her. No, you're right, because usually think of the action movie kind of a character. It'll be interesting to see a softer side, his caring side.
Jason Momoa.
Maybe that's why he's got the dad bod now.
I would see a softer side, literally. You know, everyone's been shaming him for having a dad bod, which I don't agree with. I think he still looks so
good. God, if that's a dad bod, then I'm like a morbidly obese dead dad. I don't know. I think it looks good.
Jeez.
I'm saying if people are ripping his body,
yes.
Don't even talk about mine.
Oh, well, there are some hot bodies spotted in Miami. The couple, Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes, they were just seen in the ocean, full on making out, and people were so excited, snapping pics because they're super private. However, they were having a really good time. Shawn is on tour. His new woman, of course, has been joining him. I think they're so sexy. I love this couple. What do you guys think? You like them together?
I mean, I was so excited when this was first rumored about.
Yeah.
But now I'm a little triggered because they have been denying. And it's so obvious that it's
yes.
like, just don't even say anything. But they have outwardly denied it in media outlets.
Yes.
The kiss, there was a picture that I saw of the kiss. Super steamy, super sexy.
They're so sexy together. And during a fan Q&A, Shawn Mendes walked out when asked about her. So they're still kind of keeping it private,
this
but kind of putting
act.
It out there.
This is just a big act. That's
you
all
think?
Mackenzie, they're just doing this because, yeah, they're doing it to promote the song.
Did you see the picture of them kissing?
Yeah.
Listen, I would
hot.
If it would help our ratings go up, I'd kiss Porkchop right now in
prove
public.
It.
Like, what
prove
happened?
It.
Come here, Porkchop.
Well, that's
come
good
here.
Stuff. That's your garbage.
Mackenzie, thank you so much for the garbage this morning here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Are you okay over there, Mackenzie?
I don't know. Where did this extra pair of headphones come from?
Oh, it's Porkchop.
So
Porkchop. Liv and I laugh about this. He's like a Mixmaster DJ. Porkchop has two sets of headphones. He's like, okay, these are my radio headphones, and these are my editing audio headphones.
It's just funny because I really don't think that unplugging just one pair of headphones and plugging it into the speaker is really that inefficient to where you would need two.
I get it though. So you're always prepared.
That's because you don't realize how busy I am.
But I've sat in
no,
that
trust,
chair before.
For the first, yeah, but you.
I've sat in that chair before.
It's the weirdest thing though, Mackenzie, to see like when he's double stacking over there. It's like,
so
dude.
What just happened? I grabbed headphones because we were about to, you know, we want to hear each other, and I grabbed Porkchop's headphones, and then I'm like, what? I feel like your head is bigger than mine because they were falling off.
And
like, my head just.
He looked at you like, what are you doing?
for my first 2 months here, I worked with one pair of headphones, and the whole plugging in and out, in and out, in and out. And it, like, I am always going back and forth.
Yeah.
So it's just much
more
easier
efficient.
To have two headphones.
Anyway. Okay. Well,
now
good
we're
start.
Awake.
A little behind the
there
scenes here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. That voice you're hearing is Mackenzie, a friend of the show. She used to be on Radio Now 100.9. And also, you see her all the time on those Andy Moore TV commercials. So so glad to have you here.
I'm having a blast. You guys are awesome.
Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and our technical producer Lenny Bree holding things down in Houston. Liv the Web Girl, you wanted to talk about how we sleep at night? What is this?
Yes. Okay, so this thing went viral, like literally viral on Twitter yesterday. And someone tweeted and said, several months ago, a couple we are friends with said they don't sleep on the same side of the bed every night. As in, every night when they get into bed, they don't know who will sleep on which side. This still blows my mind. So this person, just random person, tweeted it, and it got like hundreds and thousands of responses, like people being like, this is absolutely psychotic. This is so progressive.
So they basically
all
don't
of this
have
stuff.
A side. Like every night they switch it up.
They don't have a set side. And what blows my mind is that they're like a couple that obviously I'm assuming lives together. So they've been probably together for a while. I understand, like, I'm going to go back to kind of like college-y days, I guess. I understand in college when, like, you know, you go home with someone, with a friend, a guy, after the bar, you're kind of drunk. You guys don't have a side, whatever. It's your first time or you guys are just drunk. I get that. But someone that you're in a committed relationship
no,
with.
No, at your home, you always, like, I even sleep on my same side when I go to, and I travel and sleep in hotels. I still say let's sleep on the same side of the bed.
What side of bed is that then? Like if I'm entering the hotel room, Mackenzie, okay. Is that going to be the closest to the door or the farthest away?
If you're looking at
I walked into the room.
If you walked into the room, I'm on the left side.
Okay, yeah, yeah. You,
so
that's
the
safe
left.
Side. More
the
protection.
Safe side, yes.
See, and like
safe
I even, like my boyfriend has such a side of the bed. So like even when we're just like watching a movie and like
he's gotta
chilling,
be on that.
Like, he has got to be on that side.
Do men automatically do that? They sleep closer to the door because it's like the protect door.
See, that's what he says.
You're supposed to as a man, I'm sure, but like, I'm a terrible example of a man and a husband. I'm like, no, I'm putting Lindsay out front. She's going to hold down the house. Like, well, I have my dogs as a layer of protection. If they fail, then my wife will scream and then that'll wake me up because I got my CPAP machine on. I'm so like, I need that. I don't think this is a bad idea, though. Only thing I don't like about it is, like, I feel like if you're a couple or if you're, like, whether you're married or boyfriend, girlfriend or whatever, together for a while, you have certain things on each side. Like, you have,
right.
You have your charger on your one side of the bed. You have certain things which get kind of wonky unless everything's universal. But, like, I don't know. Like, sometimes during the day when I take a nap, I like sleeping on my wife's side of the bed because she's not as fat as me and, like, the bed doesn't sink down as much. So I like to check
like
out
a
that
whole
side.
New experience.
But also, though, too, like, I like the smell of my wife on the pillow. I don't think she likes
aww.
My smell, but I
leave
wait,
on the
that's
pillow.
Actually cute.
That's really
okay.
sweet.
I know, I'm cute. You know,
it's
love
kind of
goals.
Like I knew a couple also that they didn't have a car. They had two cars, and they just whoever took whatever.
Oh
which,
my god!
Which,
no, no way!
Blew yes. my mind.
I knew a family. I dated a guy in college, and his entire family. He has four siblings. Four siblings.
They just
There's
took
five
a ride
kids.
Out.
Five kids and two parents. They had like, I guess, six or five cars. And they would just interchange them. And I'm like, that is absolutely bananas and psychotic to me.
It's kind of like the side of the bed. Because you're right. What do you have on your nightstand, Joe? What are your things?
I have a standard alarm clock because okay. I also have my phone up there. So I have like a little my phone charging pad. I got my little CPAP machine, which I'm supposed to do to help me not snore at night.
Yeah.
And then like I don't read, but I've got like a book and a Bible over there. And occasionally I'll open them up, but they're pretty dusty right now.
Right.
Just to be honest, sorry, Lord. But I think other than that, that's it. I mean, do you have anything on your side?
Just I have typical girl stuff. Water, Aquaphor,
yes.
a tissue.
Yes.
And that's and my phone.
And a taser.
And a taser. All the essential teas you need. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. You want to call in anytime? You're more than welcome to 833-563-2539. And social media for Twitter and Instagram, it's Radio Now AM Show. Very easy. It just rolls off the tongue, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Hanging out with us this morning. Got myself Joe, Liv the Web Girl, Mackenzie, our good friend, hanging out. Used to work with producer Porkchop.
Yes.
This guy knows everybody. It's like you guys are in the mob
We're
or something.
We're reunited. And I used to work in this building, and it's so funny because, and I said yesterday, nothing has changed. Like the bathroom, exactly the same. And it's been a while. But
same
it's so
Wi-Fi
fun to be back.
Password.
Everything's
I mean,
the same. I love it.
Her key card still works. It's like, how did that happen? Who knows?
A snack I hid is still in the corner in here.
Wait, where's the snack at?
I will never tell.
I am hella hungry right now. Let's get into it. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. How's your guys' credit doing? Has it been stolen recently? Is your identity been compromised? Probably. Capital One said personal info, including names, addresses, phone numbers, credit scores, all the stuff that's not important, of about 100 million individuals in America and 6 million people in Canada. Well, at least, you know, Canada got off easy. Were obtained by one hacker. Capital One says it believes that it's unlikely the info was used for any kind of a fraud. Well, then what else are you using it for? What do you, I mean, like,
this
why
is
else?
Creeping me out.
Equifax has had something where I think you can try to get $125 back. I mean, I just assume now my information's stolen. It has been before. So I just assume, like, somebody right now has credit cards in my name and my credit's ruined, so whatever. A hacker got info, including credit scores and balances, plus the Social Security number of about 140,000 customers. Capital One. See, I'm mixing up all these different people that have been compromised.
Yeah.
Capital One will offer free credit monitoring services to those affected. So there you go. You'll know when somebody actually steals your stuff. Porkchop found this story for me, and it's just like, you know what? I think this person should have been allowed to keep it. Officials found a missile launcher in a man's luggage bag at an airport in Baltimore.
Wait, a missile launcher?
Yeah, like military grade
How
missile
big
launcher.
Are these things?
They're giant. It's probably 3 or 4 feet. I mean, it's shooting a missile out. Like it's trying to take stuff down.
How is this possible?
Well, TSA officers called airport police, who found the man and detained him for questioning. Obviously, like, excuse me, sir.
what
are you doing with a missile launcher?
Could you explain yourself?
The traveler said he was in the military and he was coming home from Kuwait. He wanted to keep the weapon as a souvenir. Which, listen, if you're a man or woman that serves and protects our country, I think you should be able to bring home a missile launcher. You can't bring the missile, but I think you should be able to have a missile launcher.
Yeah, I don't see a problem in that. Honestly, like, that happened all the time in World War II and even World War I. People would find, like, the enemy's, like, guns and stuff like that.
Wouldn't
and they would, like, steal them.
Wouldn't this be a ship-it situation, though? Wouldn't you package it up and have it shipped over?
Yeah.
Rather than carry
but
it.
But also, shipping fees for that is probably so expensive.
Well.
I try to get around it.
When you send your rocket launchers back from vacation, you're like, oh, what am I going to do? Am I going to put this in my bag? Oh, it's over 50 pounds.
Carry on. I got this.
All right. An Amazon delivery driver, apparently you don't have to watch out for porch pirates anymore. You actually have to watch out for the drivers because this person got in trouble. A delivery driver in Texas was arrested for stealing a dog from the yard of a home. Let me repeat. An Amazon delivery driver in Texas actually stole. They dropped off the package, so I guess that's nice. You got that. But the woman and her boyfriend were delivering Amazon packages when they saw a Dachshund hound in the yard. She got out of her van and grabbed the dog, then drove away. Are you kidding me?
Honestly,
terrible.
No, it's Dachshund Hound, right? D-A-C-H-S-H-U-N-D.
Yeah, it's a dachshund.
That's a dachshund?
Yeah. There's no such thing as a Dachshund Hound.
Okay, let's get back to who steals a dog?
Wait. Dachshunds are very cute. I kind of get this.
So you think
you see a cute dog and you're like,
Are you saying like ugly dogs shouldn't be stolen? Too?
She's like, if it's not stolen,
maybe adopted. Maybe adopted if they don't have anyone.
Everyone has to be equal.
But if it's a cute dog and they already have owners, then you steal it.
Like if it's a pug, you leave it behind.
No, if it already has parents, yes.
Has it been returned? Where is this dog?
Okay, Mackenzie. Well, here's what's happened.
I'm concerned.
Neighbors saw footage of the two people taking the dog in a doorbell camera, and the dog's family called the police. The Amazon driver was identified. The dog was returned, and they were fired. But see, it's so easy now because, like, technically they work for Amazon, but they just solicit out there. Like, Pork Chop today can start working for Amazon as a delivery driver. Do we really trust Pork Chop around our animals? No.
I do. I actually pet sat his bird once.
That's true.
Excuse me? Wait, hold on. Stop, need to know news. Pause. You said Pork Chop had a bird?
He had
you didn't know that?
No. Do you still have a bird?
Yes, he still has it.
Yeah, Pork Chop
so
has a bird.
So on the West Coast, he was not allowed to have the bird. And
I
so,
don't think he's allowed to either at his apartment
well,
complex.
I don't know if he has one now. I just meant back in the day, a few years ago, he had a bird, and I got to pet sit the bird.
Why do you hate yourself, Mackenzie? Why would you do that? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I have nothing to do with my life. I'll watch your bird. It's National Cheesecake Day.
I'm a nice person.
There you go. Too nice. It's National Cheesecake Day if you care to indulge. And finally, Netflix. This is kind of interesting. Producers and executives at Netflix, in a recent interview, they shared that they hated the term binge watching. They thought it was a bad term because all the negativity associated with things like binge drinking and binge eating. So they had another term that they preferred. Does anybody have a guess of what they preferred? They tried so hard to make this a thing. Like fetch or fletch, but what do you think the word is?
Fetch is not going to happen.
I know.
Marathoning.
You are very, very close. Yes, they wanted to have marathon viewing. That's what they wanted to be.
Marathon viewing.
No, here's what they wanted it to be that way. They said it sounded like they were doing something healthy, but they couldn't get people to use it, so they just accepted, okay, binge watching is a term we have to use.
They think binge is like a negative connotation with it.
It is. But like, I love that they're like, no, it's marathon watching.
Dude,
it's like you're working
that's
out.
That's too much to say.
Here's the thing. Everyone binge drinks, everyone binges on Sundays, and everyone binge watches Netflix. It's okay. It's human.
Wow, this is a broad generalization.
I know. Like, everyone binge drinks.
Everybody smokes crack. Everybody's robbed somebody when you needed to, when they needed the pain meds.
We don't judge.
Yeah, no judging here. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. That's Joe's Need to Know News. Oh, yeah. Time for Song of the Day. It's a brand new bit we do here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. And here's who's hanging out. Here's two songs you're going to get to vote on. We're going to give us our best pitch on it. You got myself, Joe. We got Mackenzie hanging out this morning.
Hey, I can't wait for this.
We got Liv the Web Girl. We got producer Pork Chop. And Pork Chop, since you're the expert on this, explain everybody until I get the hang of it. How does Song of the Day work?
So basically, all four of us here have a song in our head that we think should be played on the radio next, but there's a specific reason why we think it should be played on the radio. And today we're going to do something a little bit different. We have a little category. So, Mackenzie, what's the category for Song of the Day today?
Okay, so we thought, you know, this would be really great getting into the week. We want you to pick the best song to get romantic to. Now, read into that what you will if you want to set the mood. Maybe you're trying to seduce someone. Which of these songs would you choose to make that happen?
Maybe flip some pancakes.
Possibly.
Yeah, I feel like Pork Chop, you just want to hit it and quit it, you know, stuff like that. All right, can I go first then?
Yeah,
yes.
Go ahead, Joe.
I'm a romantic person, as my wife hears if she throws up and gags.
You did just say that you love her smell on your pillow. That was very romantic.
I do.
That was out of character.
I do. Now, for me, my song this week is something that I would say is probably one of the most iconic romantic songs of all time. It's something that's multi-generational, and I still think it relates to younger people, millennials out there that can really play it, put it on the background when you're trying to get romantic with your partner. It is Ludacris' Fantasies. I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so you know you go whenever that song comes on. Everybody does that. And you go fantasy.
So if you want that song to be the song of the day for the best romantic song, you can vote on our Twitter at Radio Now AM Show. You can call us at 833-563-2539, or you can text us at 52140. Just text the word song.
That's S-O-N-G. Liv the Web Girl, what are you working with today?
Okay, so I thought of like romantic, so I just thought of love. Not really pancake flipping. So I chose one of the best songs for love I think ever. I serenaded my boyfriend to this song one night when we were out doing karaoke.
Oh, that's so cute.
You want to play it? Baby, it's you. You're the one I love.
Beyonce, huh? Love on top. Song live.
Yeah.
So if you think that is the most romantic song, once again, you can vote at Radio Now AM Show on Twitter. You can text us 52140. Just text the word song, and then you can vote or call us 833-563-2539.
That reminded me of like a rom-com, like romantic comedy, just singing in the streets and you're in love. I love it.
Mackenzie, I don't know how big of a romantic you are, but I guess we'll find out with your song choice today. What are you rocking with?
Okay, so I went more along the lines of you, Joe. This is more like when you want to set the mood, you want to maybe seduce someone. Of course, it goes a little Magic Mike style with Genuine Pony.
Oh, good one.
I mean, come on. Classic. Yeah.
I kind of feel funny now hearing that song. It does. I remember that.
It does something to you, right?
At middle school, I remember that song was awkward as could be. Okay, that's good. That's good.
So once again, if you want that song to play on the radio next, you just have to call, text, or vote. You can do so on Twitter at Radio Now AM Show, or call us 833-563-2539, or you can text vote at 52140. Just text the word song.
And producer Porkchop, you're still on this. You're quite the romantic, as we can tell. What song do you have for song of the day?
To be honest, I really don't even have to talk because the song will do the talking.
Oh.
Like, it's just so sweet, so romantic. I want you to picture your significant other, your special someone, and imagine they're saying this to you tonight.
Now stop and let me repay you for the week that you've been through. Oh. Working at 9 to 5 and staying cute like you do.
That's really good.
Very, very romantic.
I like that whiff at the end.
I know. Porkchop, you freak you.
Woo!
So how can people vote for that?
Once again, you could text 52140, text the word song, and you could vote for that. Or you could call us 833-563-2539. Or you could vote on Twitter at Radio Now AM Show. You're either voting for Joe's song, What's Your Fantasy, Liv's song, Love on Top, my song, Bed by Jay Holiday, or Mackenzie's song, Genuine Pony.
We are doing Song of the Day. Okay, that's it. Stop. Cut off all polling. If you want to do this again tomorrow, you can be part of the Song of the Day. We tell you what songs we like. For example, the song I thought today would have been perfect for a kind of a romantic was What's Your Fantasy?
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes.
Mackenzie, she had a good one this morning.
Let me get
to you. Oh, sorry, Liv had this
Liv.
One. Yeah, Liv had Love on Top by Beyonce.
Yes.
Let me get to Mackenzie. Mackenzie had Little Pony.
The other end of the spectrum.
And then producer Porkchop, he got really deep on this one. He wants to be slow and sexy.
Now stop and let me repay you for the
what song is this, by the way? Is this by Miguel?
That's
no, it's by Jay Holiday.
Jay Holiday. As you can tell, I'm really off on my music. All right, so those are your options today, and you could have voted by calling at 833-563-2539. You could hit us up on our Twitter poll, follow us there, Radio Now AM Show, or you can text us tomorrow when we do it by doing the word song, that's S-O-N-G, to this number, which is 52140. Save that in your phone so you can do it next, like the next day. It's 52140. That's our text number for our poll. Now, that being said, Porkchop, hey, Porkchop. He's so busy doing all the calculations.
He's adding them all up.
It's so close. Hold on, I'm almost done adding.
He is sweating through his shirt.
Well,
this
he does
a
it
stiff
anyways.
Competition.
Well, there is one thing that's for sure.
Joe got in last.
Yeah, sorry, Joe, you're dead last.
What?
That was a strong.
Over.
Are you kidding me?
Selection, Joe. I'm shocked. I'm shocked
I don't want to hook up with any of our listeners then.
That song. It's a little dirty for how early it is.
It is never too dirty for What's Your Fantasy. It's a romantic song. You need to listen to the lyrics.
All right. I've got a winner.
He's really excited.
He's really excited. It's probably him.
Yeah.
Let's see.
First and second was neck and neck. Separated by 2 votes. Second place, Mackenzie. First place, me, Porkchop.
Wait a minute. What was your song again?
Bed by Jay Holiday, baby. Let's get groovy.
Oh my god.
Ew, stop.
pelvic thrusting his microphone.
Okay, so I don't even know where
I'm disturbed.
Where's your song at? I don't even know where your song's at in our system
bed,
right here.
Bed, not bad.
It's bed? Oh.
Yeah, B-E-D.
See, that's how lame it is. I can't even find it.
But Jay Holiday.
No, I will say that one is a, that's
it's,
a banger.
It's, it is.
That's
it's,
I know it's in Joe because yeah. I checked. There it is.
There it is. 20 minutes later, gosh. We've got your song of the day. Congratulations.
Someone
going
might make
to...
a baby this morning. It's your fault.
Yes. There you go. Have fun with that one. This is something that I have a hard time saying, but I think we all have it. Is it cork or quirk?
Quirk.
I say like cork, like a bottle cork, but we're wondering what's your weird quirk?
Oh, yes, like you're quirky. Like quirky.
Whistle why you quirk.
No.
833-563-2539. It could be you or somebody you know, but what's your weird, and help me say it, guys. Quirk?
Quirk.
Quirk. I don't know, like, why you're overthinking it.
I'm just trying to say it correctly so people don't think I'm a total dummy.
Just say
dummy.
It fast and no one will notice.
What's your word, quirk?
Quirk.
There
yeah,
you go.
Perfect.
Now, for me, one thing I've noticed recently, and I don't know why I do it. Maybe I'm just, like, hungry or something, but I say all the time recently, I'm like, oh, boy. Like, I don't say it on the air, but behind the scenes, I'm, like, getting stuff done, or maybe I'm anxious, I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah, you
boy.
Do it a lot.
I just started doing that, though. I never did that before. One thing I noticed my dad used to do all the time. He had, like, it wasn't a nervous tic, but something he did with, like, anxiety or something. My father would always be like,
you do that a lot.
I know, and I don't know why, but it's just like, and I'm not like, live! I just do it just for whatever reason. It's just, and you notice the physical thing, which doesn't translate to radio, but what do I do? Tell everybody, describe it.
He does this thing where his lips are closed.
Yes.
But he's like moving
like mouth
them
yes.
almost up
oh, no.
and down. Like yep. here, I'll do it and you can see if you hear any sounds. No, you can't really hear anything. But it's like you can see his mm-hmm. like top mustache of his beard like moving up and down. And it's like
I feel like that's
so
a nervous
weird.
Thing.
It is a nervous thing, but yeah. I don't know why I'm nervous because I'll do it where it's just us. It's not
do you
like,
I've
notice?
Literally noticed it. I'm not joking since like my first week here.
Same. Do you notice you do it, Joe?
I do sometimes when I see it in video, but I don't realize I'm doing it when I'm actually doing it.
You do
it
a lot.
It. I know. I guess I'm really nervous.
Aww. I feel like they're picking on you. I haven't noticed it. But I just met you.
Well, yeah. Wow. She's like, I thought he was having a stroke.
I have a weird quirk. I didn't know I did it, but I totally do it. I hum when I eat.
Huh?
Really?
Like, if I'm like eating a snack or I'm having cereal and I don't realize it, I'm in my own little world. I'm like,
oh, God, you know, I've never heard of that. One thing I just realized, too, I keep on adding on to my, like, after, usually it's out of a can and not, like, out of a straw here, but I'll have a drink. I'll do that.
Yeah, you do that.
I smack my lips like.
You're a lot. You make a lot of mouth noises.
I do. Good with my mouth.
I do this thing. It's super weird. Okay. I do this thing. It's super super weird. But I like bite down on like the tip of my tongue. Like
why?
Either when I'm really dehydrated, I think I'm trying to figure out a method to the madness because I don't do it all the time, but I will get in these like week or 2 week spurts where I can't stop. And once I start, I can't stop. And you can actually see like a line in my tongue of where I do it. It's so weird. My boyfriend always like smacks me. It's like, stop that. Like
stop biting
that.
Your tongue.
Yeah. He's like, it's so weird. You're like gnawing on your tongue.
Aww.
But then my boyfriend's brother has a super weird quirk where he literally cannot eat popcorn unless he has like floss handy.
Oh.
So he'll come to the movies.
I have floss in my purse at all times.
See,
I'm that person.
Really?
Yes, I can't stand to have stuff in my teeth. Or if I'm looking at someone, I'll like offer it up in a really sweet way.
Let me help you.
Do you want this floss?
You don't want to carry that with you all day. Pork chop, do you got any weird quirks?
I don't know. I don't think. I can't pin any that I have. I'm sure you guys could. Could someone pin a weird quirk that I have?
I don't know if it's a quirk. It's just you run really weird.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard Mackenzie?
I need to watch. Can you run around the studio real quick? I want to see it.
Yeah, do it because we'll have the mics on.
I run weird.
I'll describe what I'm seeing.
Well,
just go. Just run to the end. Go.
I run weird on purpose because I want people to hear me coming.
I don't
like
believe
his booty
that.
Jiggles? Go as fast as you can.
And also, he's just like the sloppiest runner I've ever seen.
Okay, so he's not running in a line. No. He looks as though he could topple over at any moment as he runs.
It looks like what he's doing is how people have been told to avoid, like if an alligator or crocodile attacks, you're supposed to like do a Z.
It's the dramatic recreation of someone running. He's like dramatically recreating it.
All right, well,
a zigzag runner.
I think you have the weirdest quirk out of all of us, pork chop.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
We do. We have a lot of garbage for you now. But we're going to start with a word from Lil Nas X on the toilet.
I'm on the toilet right now, but I want to say thank you to every single person who has made this moment possible for me. We just broke the record for the longest running number one song of all time.
Yes!
Well, that's pretty badass.
With the flush, how cool. Old Town Road just broke the record for longest consecutive run in the number one spot on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. This is a huge deal. It's been on top for 17 weeks.
Gosh, that's insane.
Isn't it? I mean, it's a beat out Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men, One Sweet Day. They had 16 consecutive weeks. And the Biebs with Despacito.
Ooh.
Sorry, Biebs. Sorry about ya. So, congrats. A huge deal. It's a celebratory day. Well, Katy Perry, is she a copycat? Okay, a jury found that Katy Perry's 2013 hit Dark Horse, which we all know.
Yep.
They say that she actually copied. Here's a little Dark Horse. That she copied a 2009 Christian rap song. It's called Joyful Noise. So I want you to be the judge if you think it was in fact a copy. Here's Joyful Noise by Marcus Gray.
I can see that it's a little bit lower. If it goes like I Knew You Were.
Yep. Yeah, I hear
it. You know
it.
What it is.
So they're arguing the beat, the instrumental lines.
But is that little din, 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 is that din, din, din the same as... I mean, I don't know. It's close.
I mean, it's similar.
But is it really stealing? I don't think it is. I'm going to say no.
Well, the case now goes to a penalty phase where the jury will decide how much the plaintiffs are owed. So they basically won for copyright infringement. So.
I think it's so interesting that Katy Perry's family is so, her mom and dad kind of shown her, like, they're very conservative and Christian. And then she's like out here like, I'm doing all this stuff with my boobies hanging out. And it's like, now she's losing all her money to a Christian artist. Interesting.
That, isn't it ironic? Hmm. Well, the world's highest paid DJ's fourth year came out. Any guesses?
Calvin Harris.
Who's the guy that throws cake? Steve Aoki, right?
Close. The Chainsmokers came out on top.
Wow.
They garnered $46 million in pre-tax over the past year. They dethroned Calvin Harris, which is an excellent guess, after he was on top for 6 consecutive years. Marshmello came in second.
Oh, Marshmello would have been a good
Marshmello
guess.
Yeah, Marshmello on top. But how crazy. I mean, they are killing it.
Can I just tell you that when I was in Panama my junior year for spring break, they were playing at this like really crappy bar.
Chainsmokers?
Outside. Yeah, the Chainsmokers, where the tickets were literally like $15. And
that's
then
the
now
best time to see them.
They're
you never
like,
know.
I know, it's just wild how much they've blown up.
Well, speaking about blowing up, okay, NASCAR legend Tony Stewart punched a heckler in the jaw, and we have a little, we captured some of it. And then everything goes crazy. So basically,
Dang, yeah, we're having a good time at the Race Shack, aren't we? Holy right. crap.
Stewart was driving in the sprint race, basically, in his car in Minnesota when he claims his engine blew out after just one lap. And that's when a heckler came up and was like, oh, dude. And they started cussing each other. He was like, you suck, blah, blah, blah. And then took it into his own hands, literally punched him in the face.
I can't believe he actually punched a fan. Like, that fan's going to get a payday now.
Well, police were actually not called, which is very interesting. But they do have video. So we will see what pans out. So that's your garbage. Coming up next hour, she just got a $140,000 car for her birthday, but she doesn't even know how to drive.
That's great. Hey, Mackenzie, thank you so much for the garbage this morning here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Oh, I'm so excited. I honestly hope you can hang out for the next 15 minutes because a lot's going to happen here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. The biggest thing I'm excited about, Dare Dice.
Dare Dice. I don't even know what this is. I'm excited and scared at the same time.
Mackenzie, the fact that you're hanging out with us again today is a bad decision. You should have left yesterday after one day.
I just noticed in the corner there's a box of shame.
There is.
And I don't know what that is.
Honestly.
Should I be fearful?
Yes. I would be very...
great.
Ask Porkchop. Should she be fearful?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Dare Dice involving the box of shame coming up in less than 15 minutes here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Want to know at 833-563-2539, where did you get locked out at? And give us all the details. Mackenzie, is this all about you today?
I'm notorious for locking myself out of things, and it's always at the most inopportune times. So over the weekend, I was in Dallas this last weekend. So I get up to my my hotel room, and I'm there with some friends. So it's really fun. So we have like we have a middle part, one room on one side. It's a suite, and then one room on the other side. So I get up, and we're like rushing to dinner. We get in late, so we're gonna try to drop our stuff, change, go. So I change, and then I rush out to the middle part, and then behind me, the door slams.
Oh, that is the worst feeling.
And I luckily think I have a key, but I didn't know my key was actually inside. And then I try to go out the front and open it from the other side, but the latch was like out. So anyway, basically, I locked myself right when we got there. Everyone was late for dinner. The maintenance dude, it took an hour, had to come up from the bottom of the hotel.
An hour?
They kept saying, oh, someone will be right up. And it was like 20 minutes. 40 minutes. So Will comes up with a huge tool cart and literally has to like bust down the door at this beautiful hotel. And I felt so bad.
I almost got it, Miss McKenzie.
I was like, I am so sorry. I go, does this happen often? He's like, no, not really. Not to this extent.
First time I've ever to use this toolbox, ma'am.
But thank goodness I wasn't, I was clothed, but my purse and like all my stuff, my keys, my phone, everything was in there.
What do you do if you are naked? Do you run to the stairwell? Like, where do you go and try to hide and regroup?
If you're naked and locked out, where do you go? Naked and afraid.
Here's my thing.
Very afraid.
I would assume you're in a robe. Or a towel, at least.
Liv, I guarantee you somebody listening right now, 833-563-2539, has been locked out of somewhere naked.
Why were they even outside of their door naked?
I don't have the answers. I just know what happens.
It's usually a sitch where you just run out real quick to grab something, and then something locks behind you or shuts behind you. You think you have the key, and you left it. You're like, don't.
Yeah. I get that, I guess. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have definitely been locked out. One time when I was in college, I forgot my keys at my friend's house, and I was on my way home. I took an Uber home from, I think, the bars or like some frat party, and I went to my sorority house where I was living, and I realized I was locked out.
It's the worst feeling.
And I was ringing my doorbell constantly, but our doorbells in our sorority house were broken. So you couldn't, like, no one heard it. I was calling, then my phone died.
It's a panic. Of course your phone dies.
Yes, and I was on the front porch of my sorority house, and I slept on the bench.
Yeah.
On the front porch.
You didn't just keep on banging or ringing all night?
I did, Joe. I did. But 45 minutes later, you know, your girl Liv is tired.
No, that's like,
I'm just
going to
sleep here.
That's when you throw something through a window. You have to get in there or like.
But you don't want to destroy your own property, especially if you lose your keys in your car.
I could have gotten kicked out of my sorority if I probably did that.
Did you think about it? Did you think about busting through a window?
1,000%. I even tried like knocking in the door with my elbow.
I was kung pao, like karate kicked the. Not that I'm that strong. I don't know why I think I could do that, but into that hotel room.
When I think of you, I think of muscles, yes.
I was like, maybe I could just take this door down.
All right. No. You ask and you shall receive, 833-563-2539. We want to know, where did you get locked out of? And Charlie, where did you get locked out of, and what was your situation?
Okay, so it may be a Texas thing, but I was in Houston a few years ago for work, and me and one of the guys I work with, we went out that night, we met a couple of girls, and took them back to the hotel rooms, and after everything was all done, we, you know, they left.
Yada, yada.
And I still don't understand how I did this, but somehow I stepped out in the hallway, still naked, and my door closed behind me.
No!
So,
oh, my gosh.
So, Joe, you are correct. I did run to the stairwell because obviously I'm not going to take the elevator down to the front desk.
So that's the move. If this happens to anyone.
I'm frantically looking around to see if, you know, anyone sees me, but it's like 3 or 4 in the morning. And then, so I go to the stairwell. There just happened to be a trash can there with one of those extra trash bags hanging out.
That's awesome.
So I grabbed the trash bag, wrapped it around me, went down the stairs. And the way the hotel was set up, right around the corner from the front desk was the workout room.
Oh, yes, fitness center.
So my thought was I go and grab a towel out of the workout room, and then I just tell the front desk I locked myself out after a shower.
Nice.
Well, right before I got there, there was also a mirror to my right, and the person at the front desk just happened to look over and see me with my trash bag wrapped around me.
Trash bag?
So
with trash bag pants.
I just had to walk up to her and gave me a new key, and I went back up to my room, and I went to sleep.
All right,
wow.
So let's just get to the important part. Did anything happen? Did you guys hook up beforehand at least?
Oh, yeah, I mean.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Something good happened.
That's why I was naked.
The hotel worker, when they saw you, was it a, or were they like, oh.
Ooh.
Wait, when the person who saw me saw
Yeah,
me?
The hotel glance, did she look like
Did she hold
impressed?
The glance for a while?
I mean, she wasn't frightened, but she was shocked.
Okay, she was shocked, yeah.
Okay, to be fair, no woman, usually they're like, huh, what?
Yeah.
Let me see that. Okay. Hey, Charlie, man, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Liv, did you expect that?
I honestly did not, but I am pleasantly surprised.
All right. I want to hear some more stuff this morning. If you have a story about you being locked out or maybe somebody you know, you don't have to be naked. We'd love to hear from you. 833-563-2539. We're also throwing this up on Facebook right now so you can get in that conversation too. Ooh. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Mackenzie's hanging out with us. We got Liv, Porkchop, and no, if you're like, wait a minute, are you guys playing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? No, we're not playing that. This is our awesome music for Dare Dice. And the way it works is brand new is we've got a set of, well, not a set, we have a dice or a die as they call it. Numbers 1 through 6. It's standard. Porkchop, because he lost last week, thinks that it's weighted. It's not. Now, the goal is we're going to all take turns. You want to roll the highest number. So if you get a 6, you're doing well. You roll a 1, who it sucks to be you, you're most likely going to have to go into the box of shame.
Dun, dun, dun. It actually it looks cute. It's sparkly, the box of shame, but it may be scary inside. I don't know. It's closed.
Well, that's how it tricks you, Mackenzie. So, are we live anywhere on social? We're live on Instagram. Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. You can actually see this as it goes down. Today, we will roll, and we'll decide who has to face a punishment. And then tomorrow, they will face that punishment. Porkchop, your punishment kind of sucked last week.
Yeah, what was your punishment last week? How bad?
I had to wear an ice pack on my gonads.
How long?
Like 25 minutes. Like
25 minutes?
Freezing cold.
See, now I don't know if that would have the same effect if you did it, Mackenzie, or if Liv was doing, if it would be the same thing, because it's like, are you really going to freeze your stuff off?
You're asking me? I don't think ladies have anything there.
No, that's my point. Like, I don't know what it's like for a woman if that hurts when it gets cold, does it? Are you ever like, oh, it's so cold? I'm asking you. I don't have one.
It's not the same. No, it's not the same.
Okay.
Like, were you walking funny, Porkchop, for a while afterwards?
I don't think it was the ice pack that had him walking funny.
Actually, the biggest pain, there was like a sharp cold pain in between my thighs. You know, like that soft area in between your thighs? Like, oof, that got real cold.
Was it like similar to being in a cold pool?
No, it was like frostbite cold.
Bless your heart.
All right, so Porkchop.
That's intense.
Why don't you swing around here? You can kind of talk on Mackenzie's mic, because you have to roll over here. This is the area we have. I've got the die for you. So come on over here. You don't need headphones.
By the way, Mackenzie, last week I rolled a 1.
Which is what you don't want to do.
Which is what I don't. Okay, so roll high.
You want a 6.
You've
been to a casino. You want to roll high here.
Okay.
All right, Porkchop, go ahead and move the box of shame out of the way. Let us see what it is.
Can you hear that?
Oh, we can hear it.
He's rolling the dice.
It's a 2! Oh, no! Porkchop rolled a 2. This is not good, bro. You might be facing a punishment again this week. All right, Liv the Web Girl, would you like to go now? Would you like to roll, or you want to wait and see what happens? I think you should go now.
Okay, she's going to roll.
Okay. With the Web Girl stepping up. Are you praying right now? Okay, she's praying to sweet baby Jesus.
Here she goes.
She's shaking it hard, and she has just rolled a 1! Liv, roll the 1!
Oh, no! What if someone else rolls a 1?
Then they'll have a roll off again.
Roll off.
Everybody get your roll off.
Okay, you want me to go?
Yes, Mackenzie.
Right,
I honestly feel so bad for Liv.
I know. Well, I feel so bad for Liv, but I'm actually excited because she got a 1. So I'm like, oh, maybe if I can just get. Okay, here I go. I'm gonna say a prayer. Roll it up. Here I go.
And it is a. No, that's a re-roll.
It went in a hole.
We have a hole. See, some things have not changed since you've been here. We have like bullet gun holes here. Re-roll it.
Okay, re-roll. It's a re-roll. And.
Oh! But Kenzie rolled a five. She is definitely safe.
Okay.
Not doing anything here with Dare Dice this week. All right.
I'm sweating. Ugh.
All right.
Okay.
All right. All I gotta do is a two.
Joe, you
three,
just have to beat a one.
A four, a five, or a six. Oh man, are you ready for this?
All right, let's do it.
Liv, what are you hoping I roll right here? What do you want?
Obviously a one, so then we can have a roll off.
Yes, I do want to see a good roll off.
Liv is so upset now. Here we go. Give me that good luck, sweet baby. A six!
Six!
Oh, Liv, give the camera to Liv, give it to Porkchop. I want to get Liv's reaction.
Six! Oh. Liv is too sweet to torture.
Oh, no, she's not.
She
Liv, how are you feeling right now knowing that tomorrow you have to agonize now for 24 hours on what your punishment could be?
Oh, so you don't know.
No, I'm not going to know until tomorrow. So tomorrow I will pick a punishment out of the box, and I'm extremely, extremely nervous. I'm not a great loser, I will say that. But I feel like I'm way tougher than Porkchop and Joe, so I might not cry about what I get as much.
Are there insects or animals in the box? Does anything have to do with, like, anything alive?
Well, I can't tell you that.
I swear on my life, if there's an insect involved, I'm quitting the show.
All right. Dare Dice here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Slid by.
Wow, I cannot believe it. Poor Liv. I honestly was hoping that Porkchop would be the punching bag, but that did not happen today.
Again?
How you feeling, dude? You feeling good about that?
Yeah, dude. I don't have to get cold gonads again.
Well, that's your own prerogative. Hey, we will do Dare Dice again this time tomorrow with Liv finding out what her punishment is along with you at the same time.
Aw, sorry, girl. I feel so bad for
her. Why do I feel like Liv's going to be like, I can't make it in today, guys. This is so exciting. I honestly cannot tell you. I've always wondered how it works. We get to pull back the curtain and take a look behind the scenes. Hey, it's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. We got Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop. Our friend Mackenzie hanging out with us. She worked on the air on Radio Now, 100.9 in Indy, if you ever sounds familiar to you.
Yes.
Also, I just saw you on TV for another Andy Moore commercial.
Is that awkward? You're like looking me in the eye and then you look up and there, there
yeah,
I am.
Like, do we get some money for that? Like, every time I say Andy Moore, can I get a little bit of that?
I always thought those commercials were live. I thought you were live. Like,
live
doing
in there.
That.
Well, people think I live there. They're like, think I live at the dealership.
I've got a nice bedroom in the back in the bathroom.
Yes.
Now, I've always wondered, though, like, for example, let's get into it. How did you get started doing, I guess, endorsements, like TV commercials? Because you do commercials across the country.
I do. So I've always done television and radio, like, growing up. It was really fun. I just got hired out. My very first Andy Moore commercial was out in Avon, and I remember it was for Toyota, and it was a one-off. They hired me to, it was like the grand opening, and he was in a tux, and I was like a reporter on the red carpet, and we had confetti and the whole deal. And then it just kind of grew from that, and then I got to do another one and built that relationship, and then it's kind of grown from there. And then people see your work and say, hey, could you be the face of this? Are you interested in this? And of course, if I believe in the product and it's amazing, I sign on.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Now, not to take away from that, because you were incredibly skilled, but I feel like if I was given the opportunity, if I could get in front of the right people, just that one shot, that one opportunity, I would not let it slip. Like, I would do something with it. Eminem reference right there.
I think you would be a fantastic spokesman.
Okay. Now,
yes.
I was wondering if maybe we could kind of, you know, get your critique, your feedback, if maybe myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, if she'd like to hop in and get involved with this, and producer Porkchop, and see how they can do as a...
Yes, you can endorse a spokeswoman, spokesman, spokesperson, if you will.
Well, I don't know about the model.
Give me the
look.
Vanna White hands to show off your product.
So do you have anything like I got some music over here, Porkchop.
You just
want to
like go on the spot?
I mean, is that how you do it? Or like, I don't know how it works.
Well, I'll think of some fun things for you to endorse. You say yay or nay, and then let's see what you got. This is like an audition.
Okay, does anybody want to go first?
I will.
Ooh, Liv the spokesperson.
I'm feeling confident, you know?
All right, well, Mackenzie, watch out. You might lose all your Andy Moore endorsements.
I know.
I doubt it.
Came on today, and you lost them all.
Okay, so Liv, so we're going to have get some music for her, and I want you to sell me. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sell me some anti-gas medicine.
Oh my gosh, I'm perfect for this. Honestly, if anyone's out there selling gas medicine, I would be a perfect test subject.
Are you ready?
Yes.
A little bloated.
All right, now I got some different music. Should I just play the first one or should I give her options? All right, here's your first one. Listen to this. And take over whenever you're ready, Liv, with your gas medicine.
Okay. You're at work. All of a sudden, you feel rumbling in your stomach. You get nervous. You get scared. You don't want to be embarrassed. You don't want people to smell you. And then it happens. People start looking. People start talking. Your face gets red. You know people know it's you. And you're known as that girl in the office. Well, with this gas medicine, you can change that. Feel comfortable wherever you are and never have a smelly accident again.
Yes! That was excellent! Excellent. She killed that.
Dang. I didn't think you'd do that good that well, but apparently we found your target audience.
She just set the bar really high, you guys. So, okay.
All right. I want to hear producer Porkchop. Can we get something from you? Switch your headphones here, Mr. 20 pairs of headphones dude. And Mackenzie, what should Porkchop do to try to be an endorser?
So our little Porkchop is going to sell us hemorrhoid cream.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
It's an issue. Think about it.
All right.
You got this.
Okay.
Go when you're ready.
You're enjoying an afternoon with your grandchildren. All you want to do is run and have fun. And then that's when you feel it. There's a lump.
Oh, jeez.
What could it be?
So many options.
You tell me. I don't know, Porkchop.
It could be anything at this
point. Is it cancer? No, this is depressing.
It could be anything.
Is it an STD? We don't know.
You can spend hundreds and thousands of dollars at the doctor. Or you could just use this. Hem Cream H.
Yes.
Lie down on the bed. Spread your cheeks.
No.
And cream it up.
Oh my God!
No! No! I'm not.
Wow! Whoa! I don't know about that catchphrase. I don't know.
Is that your, hey, aren't you the cream it up guy?
your hemorrhoids.
I'm crying. Oh my God.
We'll be gone in days.
That was something, Porkchop.
Cream between the cheeks is not something I think they want to be known for.
Can I even say that on the radio?
I don't even know.
I don't know. I hope not. I don't want to get fired.
Works every time. Okay. And let's go to our last endorser.
I don't think I can do anything even close to these two. I'm wondering if you're continuing the butt stuff theme.
No, I have something special for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, please.
Okay, Mr. Joe,
yes.
You are going to endorse tampons.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Oh, this could get bad.
Ooh, you have a wife.
I do.
Okay.
Don't give him any hints.
Okay.
Remember, FCC violation. Let's not violate the
Keep
rules.
It in check.
Yeah. Hey, guys. It's your buddy Joe from Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. And as you know, I've got a wife, Lindsay, and yeah, she likes to use tampons instead of pads. Now listen, there's more than one use for these magical devices. You can actually use them for something I suffer from, nosebleeds.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Get a dry room up in your bedroom. You don't got the humidifier working properly. Take one of these handy-dandy Jodpons and put them up your nose.
Jodpons.
Super absorbent. They out-absorb the leading competition by 2-1. Oh no, what's this? You spilled something into a tight little spot that's shaped like a tampon? No problem. Put a Jodpon in there and it'll work in no time.
For all of those times that you're spilling things.
You guys blew my mind. Amazing. I am impressed. Now, utterly impressed.
I think we have the actual audio, right, of Mackenzie doing an endorsement?
Yes.
Well, this is going to pale in comparison
to
what we just
heard. Let's see some amateur work right here.
On a tight budget and need a new vehicle? We can help. At Andy Moore, we buy inventory in large volume, and that saves you money.
That's
Speaking
right,
of large volume, Jodpons actually have a large volume absorbency. They're amazing. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and this story blows my mind. You can join in and let us know what you think. 833-563-2539, especially if you've got kids around this age. If you think what's happening is right or it's a big overreaction, a 10-year-old boy has been charged with aggravated assault. What happened? Well, here's the story.
Out as a playground game is landing a 10-year-old in court on assault charges. He's accused of throwing a ball that hit and injured another child.
It all happened here outside Erickson Elementary in Canton back in early April. That's where the two boys were playing, and that's where this incident occurred. But just a few days ago, one of the mothers was informed that her 10-year-old is charged with aggravated assault in juvenile court.
These kids are basically playing a game that we all have played.
But on April 29th, what seemed like a harmless game ended with one student
student getting seriously hurt. According to the boy's mother, who asked we not show her face, he has a rare medical condition, making head injuries especially dangerous. According to a police report, during that game, another student threw a ball at his face on purpose.
He sustained facial tissue damage to his face. He had a black eye and a bruised nose.
Records show the then fourth grader also suffered a concussion. His condition is something Kamishi Lindley says she and her son, Bryce, knew nothing about. Wednesday, Bryce was charged with aggravated assault.
I couldn't believe it.
This is on top of a one-day suspension, which occurred right after the incident.
This is a kid that was playing on the playground with his friends.
They were playing dodgeball, which everybody, I think, growing up played dodgeball. That was my favorite sport to play in gym, and I don't know why. I'm not blaming the kid that got hurt, like that he shouldn't be doing it, especially if he has like some kind of condition which can make him more prone to facial injuries or just head injuries in general. But I remember getting blasted in the face with dodgeball. Maybe that's why I look so ugly. But the fact that this 10-year-old now, guys, is being charged with aggravated assault. Mackenzie, don't you have a kid?
I do. Yeah, she's 9.
Has she been charged with any kind of crimes?
No, not that I know of. Not as of yet.
Okay.
I will tell you though, she, like, when we go to like the bouncy places or like Sky Zones, fun, like, I don't like her to play dodgeball because I feel like the kids do like peg other kids in the face.
But isn't that part of being a kid though?
Yeah, but I mean, there is a difference, I feel like, at that age between little boys and little girls sometimes. So it's, I don't know. I just don't want her to. But that's.
Do you think this 10-year-old then, like hearing the story from, I mean, the limited stuff we've heard here, do you think that the kid should be, as 10-year-old, charged with aggravated assault? I mean, in dodgeball, you kind of go for, like, to be honest, like, you got to get the person out. A headshot is fun, but it's not the most strategical move.
What are the rules of dodgeball? Is it neck down? I mean, what are the rules?
Yeah, normally it's, like, neck down.
Neck down. Yeah.
Headshots are legal where I played. They're
always
allowed.
But he is 10.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have kids, so I don't really know, but I think, obviously, it's not right to purposely hit someone in the head at all. Like, he should serve a suspension. But aggravated assault, I think, is a little extreme. Now, if this kid didn't have any sort of medical issues wrong with him, with his facial tissue, things like that, this would never be in question. The aggravated assault would never come to light about it. And if a kid had a medical condition, the school should have never let him play dodgeball.
Right, but on
purpose. He should have never been on that game.
Like, if some kid, and I mean, if some kid did that to my child, I mean, there would be...
You would press charges.
If my kid got hit in the face by a dodgeball, I would ground him because I'm like, dude,
gosh,
you need to catch that ball.
And not with your
face.
Where
are your hands at? You're embarrassing your family.
I just feel so bad for it because that's so traumatizing.
Would you press charges?
I don't think I'd press charges, but I would definitely make sure that, you know, that the child knew that it was wrong. I'd meet with the parents. There would be definitely consequences to pay.
833-563-2539. What if they threw a dodgeball at you, though? Kathy, hey, you're on the show. What's up? What do you think about this?
I think this is a crazy... It even says on there that the parents didn't even know that the child had this condition. So how is a 10-year-old supposed to know that, you know, that I could do some serious damage? I had 3 boys. And my rule was, unless you can't stop the bleeding or it's protruding from your body, don't bother me. And
Kathy's like, I'm a big proponent of Hunger Games.
I love this. It's
ridiculous
true.
That parents these days are such, I think they're bigger whiners than the kids.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I wonder who, thank you, Kathy, for the call at 833-563-2539. Like, who brought up the assault charges? That's the thing that really sticks out to me in the story, is that a 10-year-old is being charged with aggravated assault.
That's right.
That's serious. Like, suspensions, no big deal. It happens. Like, you do something. I got suspended for throwing toilet paper wads up. Like, we all do dumb stuff as kids and adults, but...
You know what? Kathy cracked me up as a mom because I only have 1 child, but I have rock star moms and dads that have multiple children running around, but you just kind of listen because they're all playing and you just listen for cries or shrieks. And if you don't hear anything, it's all good.
Patrice, hey, what's going on? You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you think about this 10-year-old getting charged with assault for throwing a dodgeball?
I think it's ridiculous. I mean, that's the problem with half of these kids now. Their parents are raising them to be so soft. And, I mean, if that was the case, all of us who was born in the 80s and 90s should be in jail right now for playing dodgeball.
Yeah, I got to admit, I did some questionable throws back in the day. Like, for me, as a boy, it was like, hit the kid in the junk or in the face. See, guys were terrible.
Exactly. I'm a girl, and I was a tomboy, and I played with the boys. So I knew the consequences of playing dodgeball. I knew the consequences of playing football with the guys. you're going to get tackled. You're going to get slammed. If you're playing dodgeball, you're going to get hit in the face at some point of the game.
Right.
Hey, thank you so much. I guess what they're doing, too, in the meantime, there actually is kind of a little fundraiser going on to assist the boy with legal fees. He's set to appear in juvenile court on August 1st. How insane is that? So, like, what is that, tomorrow or Thursday or Friday?
How is the kid that got hit?
I assume they're okay and they're recovering. I mean, he had a concussion, but it's like...
I don't know.
That's just insane. So, for now on, no more dodgeball around here. We're going to cancel the first ever Radio Now dodgeball tournament.
We have uniforms and everything.
I know.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
We care. It's good, and it's coming in hot right now. Okay, so she got a $140,000 Porsche for her birthday, but here's the thing. She's never even driven a car. Talking about J-Lo.
What the hell? What is that?
Hey, put it on park. Put it on park.
Oh, my God. I've never had a car like this. You're not
driving a car, period.
I've never driven a car, period.
I don't understand how J-Lo has never driven a car.
It's like blowing my mind. Okay, so Jennifer Lopez, she shared that video, titled it A Day in My Life, My Birthday. Her man, A-Rod, her fiancé, surprised her with a brand new Porsche, $140,000 car, and she was so shocked, and she's like, what? I've never driven a car. She doesn't even probably know how to, but that is very shocking. I mean... J-Lo, hello.
I mean, is it because she grew up in New York?
She's Jenny from the block.
Yeah, she's from the block. She's never driven because she lived on the block. She could just walk a couple more blocks to get to the grocery
store.
But
she's always like, I'm so down. I'm not like, you know, bougie.
Who scares you more driving a car, Jennifer Lopez or Cardi B? Because both of those scare me that they could be on the streets at any time in New York City.
But J-Lo also doesn't, she does a spokesperson deal for Fiat.
Doesn't mean you have to drive, Mackenzie. Doesn't mean you have to drive.
I guess. Ariana Grande, do we think she drives?
You don't think she does at all?
Not
ever?
A chance. She was a child star.
Oh, that's
not
true.
Not a chance.
She's had a driver probably most of the time. Well, yeah. Her new song, Boyfriend, is coming out. She's been teasing it. It's out this Friday. We have a quick little snip for you right now. And that's all you get.
That's it?
The little tease.
I thought Porkchop didn't get all the audio. Hold on.
No. That's all we got.
Can I hear it again? I mean... What is that?
That's a tease. That's all you get. Boyfriend is released this Friday. So, I mean, we don't have to wait that long.
Is she running out of titles for songs? Break up with your boyfriend.
Boyfriend. There's going to be a theme here. I cannot wait for that. I also can't wait for this. Were you guys fans of 90210? There was like the original 90210.
I'm a hater. And then, I know, I'm so sorry.
And then there was another 90210 that came out, like on CW. Now there's another one with the OG cast. And guess who just joined it? Denise Richards.
What do I feel like? You're a huge 90210 fan.
Yes. I was devastated when Luke Perry passed because Dylan McKay forever. Yes.
He was on Riverdale.
Yeah, he was on Riverdale.
I knew him from Riverdale.
Gorgeous. So, and it's going to be sad, but this is cool. This is like the whole cast is there. Tori Spelling, like Jason Priestley, and now Denise Richards is interesting in the mix. Now that premieres August 7th, 9 p.m. on Fox. So be on the lookout. I'll definitely be watching. Okay, there's major beef. Wendy Williams says Bow Wow's body shaming will not shut her up. So Wendy Williams, Bow Wow, they've been exchanging insults ever since he dissed, basically he dissed Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
And so Wendy was sticking up for Sierra and was like, Bow Wow's so short. And then Bow Wow just fired back, body shaming Wendy Williams. She like tweeted out a picture of her in a bikini. So this beef, it just keeps a brewing.
Listen, I'm not a huge Wendy Williams fan, but I don't think you should shame people for their body. But it's like, I don't know. You hit him high, you hit him low. Like, she made fun of his height, so he went after her body. Are they different? Because they're both body shaming, right?
Right, because I've never really heard of height shaming, but I guess she was making fun of him for being short. Wendy Williams is extremely tall.
Well, and her boobs are extremely large, too. But I'm not body shaming. I'm just saying, wow. I mean, wow.
So who would win in a cage fight?
Oh, Wendy Williams. She would.
Are you joking?
Between Bow Wow and Wendy Williams, no doubt about it. She'd hit him with his boobs in the face and knock him out.
She's way too top heavy. She would just keep falling forward. It'd be easy. He could literally just push her and she'd fall face forward.
Hey, help! It's like a turtle except on their back, just on their front.
I actually would like to watch it. I'd be into that. So that's your garbage. And coming up next, who was spotted making out hot and heavy in Miami? That's next hour.
All right. Thank you so much, Mackenzie, with the garbage this morning here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. up in your ear hole. Good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Got our friend, I kind of feel weird. I don't know about you, Liv, but we've got our friend Mackenzie hanging out. Uh-huh. But she's like better friends with like Pork Chop than you and me because like they used to work together. So I feel like we're kind of like trying to like laugh at their jokes that those two have. You know what I mean?
We
like,
do have lots of inside jokes.
They do. I just think the weirdest part is it almost never happens that someone likes Pork Chop more than us. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking, Pork Chop.
Pork Chop.
I bust his chops all the time.
Literally. No, you guys are so much fun. Thanks for being so welcoming. I'm having a blast hanging out.
All right, cool. We're so glad to have you here. Liv the Web Girl, this sounds made up, but you swear you're telling the truth. You told us the story off air.
I promise. So I have known both of these girls since I was a freshman in college, and I just found this out. So my very, very best friend, Brooke, she's been friends with this girl that I'm also like friends with since she was like 15. Okay. So they've been friends since they were 15. That's 10 years they have been friends, and she has never met her mom. And so in high school, they were kind of close, but not really. Like, she didn't hang out at her house a lot. But since college, they've been extremely, extremely close. And now, especially after college, they hang out all of the time because they're kind of like the only single girls in their friend group.
Do you guys just have a conversation? How did this come up? Like, I've never met her mom.
I don't even know how. Oh, I was asking about this girl's family because I have never met anyone in this girl's family. And I was like, oh, like she's going fishing with her brother today. Is her brother cool? And she's like, oh, he's a little weird, but like he's fine. And then I was like, oh,
no,
like
really.
How's her dad? And she's like, oh, her dad's super nice, super friendly. And I was like, oh, and she was like, you know, it's weird. I've never met her mom. And I was like, wait a minute. And she's like, yes, I have never met her. And she said, I have been over her house probably around 20 to 25 times in my life.
Is the mom just always gone shopping or in the shower?
The mom is always in the bedroom.
So Joe has a theory.
Always in the bedroom. And she has even spent the night at her house. And the next morning, her dad will wake up and make the girls breakfast, like a parent does, will make a plate for his wife, for this girl's mom, and she still just doesn't come out of her bedroom. And her friend's always like, oh, I'm going to go into the bedroom and talk to my mom.
Now, okay, let me throw my theory out there that Mackenzie was mentioning. Liv, at night, if she spent the night, has the mother been spotted at night?
She has never been spotted in the house.
Okay, then my theory that her mom is a vampire is not going to hold up that well. That was one of my theories.
That is really weird, though. That is bizarre.
I actually have a couple of theories, too.
Okay, let me hear.
Have any of you seen the TV show Shameless?
Yes.
You know the mom that like...
Yes.
Yes.
But here's the thing. When people come into her... So the mom on Shameless...
Yeah, explain.
One of the moms has like agoraphobia or something like that. So she does not leave her front door. She is terrified to leave the premise of her own house.
Sounds like me on the weekend.
But here's the thing is that when people come over to her house, she's the most gracious host. Remember, she cooks for everyone.
She is weird.
I mean, she's weird, but she cooks all of the time.
So true.
She welcomes everyone in.
So we want to know if this mom actually exists.
I think she exists, but I want to know what's going on. And I said, have you ever asked her about it? And she's like, no, it's just kind of an unspoken thing.
I have a theory.
Okay, what's your theory, Mackenzie?
I feel like the mom is deformed.
Or has
something like that that maybe she just doesn't want to be seen.
Ooh, do you think she has web feet? And there's nothing wrong with that. No, somebody's going to be mad at me because I said web feet.
Well, no, I almost
Take it back.
Broke up
Diary
with someone.
Of the mouth.
I almost broke up with someone because he had
Stop.
A web
we're
toes.
Stop. We're going to get hate mail today from the Webfoot Association. Stop. 833-563-2539. If you have a theory of what's going on, or maybe you have a similar story to Liv the Web Girl with her friend, that they've never actually seen the mom. And this is 10 years, not like one or two times hanging out, but 10 years of never being seen.
Or perhaps someone speaks about someone in your life, but you've never actually met them, so you question their existence.
I have one more theory. Have you seen, you know, the dead giveaway guy? Dead giveaway.
No.
Charles Ramsey in Cleveland, Ohio?
No.
Remember when Charles Ramsey... Oh, my gosh, this was huge news 3 years ago. No, y'all are tripping. Everyone knows.
Okay, also...
There was the three girls that were locked in the house by Charles Ramsey.
I didn't know the guy's name.
I was thinking of, like, Dave Ramsey or Gordon Ramsey.
Yeah, I was, like, saving money?
No, and the dead giveaway... Anyways,
okay, so they were trapped and they were kidnapped in the basement.
Yes, so, like, this mom could be trapped or kidnapped.
So you think she's, like, handcuffed to the bed in the bedroom?
Yes. But
and he just slides in a tray for meals?
Yep, someone call 911.
This friend is so normal. She would never let anything like that happen.
Dead giveaway.
Okay.
Pork Chop just brought that up so he can say, dead giveaway. All right, 833-563-2539. What's your theory?
Yeah, I'm thinking some kind of Amanda Berry, Charles Ramsey things going on here.
And like, what was his famous catchphrase?
Dead giveaway.
All right, here's the actual interview you were talking about.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something is wrong here. Dead giveaway. Dead
Charles,
giveaway.
Charles, thank you very
dead
much.
Dead giveaway.
Okay, I love his energy.
So that's the guy. Apparently, he's turned that into a major music career.
Dead giveaway. Dead giveaway. My neighbor got big because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude, but we didn't have a clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out.
Whoa. Dead giveaway.
Good for that dude.
So have you guys still actually never heard
this? I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know the story. I didn't know okay. He had a song.
I don't.
You've jogged my memory now. It's a dead giveaway. So now
I think about that all the time when I'm like running in a neighborhood or even like someone could be trapped in a kidnapped in one of these basements. Oh, you never know.
It's a wonderful thing to think about when you're running. That would keep me going.
Keep like, running fast.
Go.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
I've been to Seattle one time and I thought it was a cool, relaxed place, but apparently when traffic gets backed up,
whoa, get out the way.
People get upset. They start honking their horns, going insane. You know, it's not a good place to be. Today's Dummy of the Day, I'm just going to let the news station tell the story. Listen to this.
A man in Seattle is in custody after going berserk on a city street, attacking at least two people with a sunroof that he had ripped off of a car stuck in traffic.
Excuse me?
Ripped the sunroof off?
How do you rip a sunroof off?
That's a strong dude right there.
Then you start going after people? You should be happy you have a sunroof.
A police report says yesterday's incident began when Alexander Ormiston tried to choke a random stranger on a street.
Okay, he's having a bad day.
Road rage is real, people.
Then climbed onto a vehicle, jumped from car to car until he snagged the sunroof, and then attacked a parking enforcement official who tried to intervene. That man is still in the hospital. Eventually, Seattle citizens subdued the man until police could get there.
That is insane.
Wow, this is not an excuse, but I did just move from the Pacific Northwest. I was in Portland. I have driven up to Seattle from there, and traffic is awful. Like, I used to complain when I lived here before I moved there. I'm like, oh, 69. No, it is nothing compared to the traffic out there. I'm not justifying that he ripped off the sunroof and tried to attack this person, but it's bad.
Never heard anybody complain about 69 before, McKenna. That's interesting. All right, that is your dummy of the day here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. A big fan of Shark Week.
Yes, I wait for it every year. I have goosebumps when I hear that.
All right, guys, I'm going to put your Shark Week trivia to the test. I found some questions here, and I came up with some of my own here. And just buzz in with your name if you got a guess, okay?
Okay.
That's what we'll do. Here's your first Shark Week trivia question. What channel is Shark Week on?
Shark Chop.
Mackenzie.
I think that was Pork Chop, but you did not say. Did you bite your tongue?
No, I said Pork Chop.
It sounded like you said Torch Chop.
Yeah, Torch Chop. That's my nickname. Pork Chop, what is your guess?
Discovery.
That, my friend, is correct. There we
yes.
go. Next question. Buzz in with your name for the answer. Baby sharks are called this.
Liv.
Liv, what's your guess?
Minnows. I have All no
right.
idea.
We're really reaching this morning. Anybody else have a guess here? It's kind of wide open. Baby sharks are called this.
Sharklets.
That is so cute. I mean, they're not, but they should be.
Annoying.
Mackenzie,
what is your guess?
Sharkies.
My guess is annoying because the song Baby Shark is annoying.
I honestly thought about playing that, but I decided to pass one
Thank
time in my
you
life.
Thank you so
for,
much.
You're welcome. No, baby sharks are actually called pups. Isn't it interesting?
Pups?
Yeah, like a dog or
wow.
something, like a little pup. But
I feel like I should know that now. We know.
I have to do it now because Liv didn't want to hear it.
No!
Oh. Yes!
That's all I'm going to do for you.
Thank you.
Just a little tease.
Okay. What was the name of the shark in the movie Jaws?
The name of it?
The shark in Jaws had a name.
I was just going to call it Jaws.
No, that's the movie. That's not the name of it.
Mackenzie,
what's your guess?
Great White Shark?
That might have been the kind, but that's not what they called it. Oh, there's the Great White Shark again.
Liv.
Liv, what's your guess?
Sparrow.
Where does Sparrow... No, I didn't expect you to get this. I was wondering myself. They called him Bruce.
Oh, Bruce!
That's why he was so cranky. Hey, it's Bruce.
It's Bruce.
Steven Spielberg also called the shark the Great White Turd because they got frustrated with, the animatronics. Sometimes the shark would not really do shark-like movements.
Yeah.
It would be like, I'm stuck in my shark mode. So he called it the Great White Turd. I would have accepted that answer as well. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, what is the name of a type of shark that you would not want to have if you needed to put a nail into a wall?
Liv!
Whoa.
Hammerhead shark.
That is correct.
Nice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what shark went rogue with the dance moves after forgetting the dance routine at the Super Bowl?
Liv! Mackenzie!
Oh, my God. I feel like Porkchop just beat you, Liv.
Yeah, I think you did.
Mackenzie, you were a little slow on the draw.
Left shark.
Left shark. Interesting. Yeah, that's right. Left shark.
Nice.
I'm a left shark kind of person in life. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm just going to move around.
I need to get on the board.
All right, maybe you can with this one, Mackenzie.
All right.
We're doing Shark Week trivia in honor of, well, Shark Week. This TV show is where contestants pitch their ideas.
Mackenzie!
Wow, that is so loud.
I feel like my name is so long to get it out.
If you just start saying your name, I'll give it to you. But Mackenzie did beat you, Liv. Barely.
Shark Tank.
That is correct. I love watching Shark Tank. Do you guys watch that?
Oh, my gosh. Duh.
You know, I went by Mark Cuban's home in Dallas over the weekend.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Did you like?
It is very nice.
Hey, Mark. I'm Mackenzie.
I have an idea.
One of my old program directors, one of my old bosses, was actually on Shark Tank.
What did they pitch? What was their idea?
He was pitching his radio show called Sunday Night Slow Jams.
Oh, wait. I saw that episode.
Did it get picked up?
No, but... Jesus, Liv.
I thought it was a terrible deal.
The guy is so
she's
rich
not
right
investing
now,
any of her money.
He's on like over 100 radio stations.
I'm sorry, but the equity that he was like wanting to get for it, I just thought it was not a good deal.
Okay.
I have a patent on something that I'm working on, you guys. Just side note real quick.
What is it?
It's called the Sweet Seat. Don't steal this. It's a toilet that spritzes out refreshing odors as you sit.
Wait,
does it
that.
Spray your butt cheeks or is it just in
just
the water?
Poof.
Wait,
poof.
Is it like a clip-on?
Yeah.
To the seat?
It's in development.
Okay.
All right, last couple here, guys. Name given to someone who suckers someone into playing them for money, knowing full well they're way better than they are.
Liv.
Liv.
Hustler.
It's got to be shark-related.
Oh. A shark.
Pork chop. Card shark.
I would take card shark or pool shark. Yes.
Oh, nice.
There you go. And final one. This is for 1,000 points to win it all.
But I'm winning 3-1-1.
Pork chop, this is a hypothetical game. You don't get a prize.
Okay.
You can have the leftover cupcakes that Mackenzie brought in, okay? I know you really want those.
It's going to be hard now.
You've been eyeing those. Sorry, sprinkle some water on them. Name of what you get when you cross a bunch of sharks in a tornado.
Liv!
Live for the
win.
Sharknado. Wow. We got a big winner over here. That will do it for a Tuesday edition here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. If you missed anything, RadioNowIndy.com. You can go collect that and check it out. I don't know why I said collect that. I think I'm trying to collect food.
Go collect that.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go collect my blogs and my podcast and my interviews.
Hey, today was fun.
It was fun. I am.
I like you guys.
You know what? I like you too, Mackenzie. You're cool. Are you coming back tomorrow?
Yes, I will be here.
I think it's your only reason you're coming back is because you don't have to do Dare Dice and Liv the Web Girl has to.
This is true. I can't wait to witness my first Dare Dice.
Liv, are you coming in tomorrow?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I might quit.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that's good. You do have another job lined up. What's everybody got going on today? What do you got going on, Liv?
So I'm actually going to a dance lesson at Five Star Dance Studios today. So I'm super excited about
that. Is this with your boyfriend or just solo?
No, it's just solo.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just do it solo because I used to dance my entire life from when I was like literally in fourth grade until I was 18. And I miss it, and so it's kind of a way of getting that, like, sort of fix.
That's awesome.
Will this be the day where we finally have video of it?
Here's the thing. If
we ask every time.
I know, but here's the thing. If we are practicing a routine, and there's an extra instructor there, I promise I will record it. If we're not doing our routine, then no, I'm not going to record it. So it just depends on if we're doing the routine or not. Because we have a routine that we've been building up and practicing.
She can teach us some moves tomorrow.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Pork chop, what do you got going on today?
You could find me at Sullivan's Steakhouse tonight at 4 o'clock. I'll be serving up some steaks.
Ooh.
And maybe even some pork chops.
That was so seductive. Serving up some steaks.
I'm here with your steamy hot sirloin. Would you like me to put anything else on it, or do you want it the way it is?
Oscar style, perhaps.
Ooh, Oscar style is good with asparagus, crab meat, and béarnaise.
I'm into it.
All right, too much for me. And Kenzie, what do you got going on today?
So I want to take my little girl, my little Lucy, she is 9, and I want to take her back to school shopping, because believe it or not, some schools have started. She starts coming up here in like a week and a half, 2 weeks, so we're going to go backpack shopping, first day of school shopping.
Are you like the TV commercials, like, it's the most wonderful time of the year?
It is. That's exciting.
Would you mind taking me along? Not that I need school supplies, but like I wouldn't mind like a new pair of shorts or jorts. Like I just have to
jorts?
Go to jorts, they're like jean shorts.
Oh, I know what jorts are. I was just shocked that you mentioned them.
Oh, no. Like, I like to wear them. Apparently, I'm not a fashionista like I thought I was.
Okay, so you want some jorts. What else? I'm making a list.
No jorts. No, I'll tell you what to buy him, Mackenzie. I'll take care of it. I'll tell you what to buy him. No jorts allowed and no cargo shorts allowed.
Well, how are you going to store stuff if you don't have the pockets?
Oh, my gosh.
All right. All right.
I'll surprise you.
Look in the Husky section. That's where you'll find all my clothing. So. All right, cool.
That's adorable.
Today, I am sweating everywhere because I'm nervous. I'm interviewing the artist's name. Maybe he is even listening now. His name is Blanco Brown, but our boss put on there that I'm interviewing Benny Blanco. And I know I'm going to interview him today. I'm like, so Benny. He's like, excuse me?
Just call him BB or something for short. Like,
no, because you won't be confused. BB now means baby. So it'll just be like he's hitting on him the entire
time.
Yes,
make it super awkward. That'll be funny for the rest of us.
I will. Like, hey, BB, you want to take your shirt off and just relax a little bit?
How about some steak?
Pork chop's got some Oscar style for you. Listen, we can't do any of this, though, unless we get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Live the Web Girl, Pork Chop, and Mackenzie, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.